You're listening to the Pavecast, a podcast from partners for automated vehicle education to illuminate the world of AV technology. Learn about Pave and its mission by visiting www.pavecampaign.org.
Hello and welcome to the Pavecast. I'm your host, Caitlin Magny Miller, and today we are joined by Laura Chase. She is the president and CEO of ITS America. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you. Thanks so much for letting me be here today.
So to give our listeners some background to start, let's talk about ITS at a high level. Can you share some details about ITS America and your mission as an organization?
Sure. So ITS America stands for the Intelligent Transportation Society of America. And we were actually established by Congress in 1991 to serve as an advisor to the U.S. Department of Transportation on emerging technology back, 30 some years ago. And since then, became our own 501c3 nonprofit organization. And we still maintain that original role of serving as both an advisor to USDOT on emerging technologies, but also bringing together our core membership of the public sector, private sector, research and academia around the research, development, and deployment of emerging transportation technologies in support of a safer, greener, smarter future. So really at our core, our mission is always focused on safety, but it's really about how do we utilize these technologies that exist and continue to be developed in a way that's going to provide those beneficial outcomes to all the people like you and I and our neighbors and families and friends who use the transportation system.
Fantastic. Speaking of technology, diving into that a little bit more, what is ITS America's role when it comes to autonomous vehicle technology and its integration into our transportation ecosystem?
So, we focus on many different topics. And of course, autonomous vehicles, automation in general is one of our core areas of focus. And I would say our role is really creating policy and advocacy to ensure the safe deployment of these technologies in our system. And so that means that we are working with public agencies and private sector innovators to develop both policy guidelines and frameworks for how automation is going to be incorporated into transportation. And you asked about automated vehicles in particular. And, we focus on all types of automated vehicles. So that includes, passenger vehicles, right? The robo-taxi is kind of the quintessential example. That includes automated freight. That includes automated shuttles, which you often see deployed by cities or even by transit agencies to, extend service offerings. And that includes even automation of vehicles that perhaps a public fleet might use, where automation can enhance safety and the efficiency of the operations.
Switching gears a little bit, your annual conference is coming up later this month, which we at PAVE are really looking forward to attending. What would you say is the overarching goal of this conference? And then more specifically, are there any topics or themes that you're focusing on this year?
Yeah, so the overall theme of our conference this year is accelerating digital transformation. And I think anybody in this industry, has just seen how much digital tools and the use of data is really permeating the transportation industry and how we can benefit from harnessing those innovations, particularly in the transportation sphere. And so, some of the topics that we're focused on and that I'm most excited about, we have our two keynote sessions. And the first one is really focused on this concept of digital infrastructure, which really is when you get all of the data, the communications infrastructure, the sensors, all of the digital tools that create this digital infrastructure layer that helps us better operate and provide the outcomes we're looking for on our physical infrastructure layer, right? So it helps us improve safety. It helps us reduce congestion, helps with climate impacts and resiliency. And it can even help with equitable access to transportation services. And this digital layer, these technology tools really allow us to do that in a much more transformative way. So the first session is really focused on that. And that's going to include topics like connectivity and automation and others. And then the second keynote session is focused on artificial intelligence. And of course, that's been the topic du jour in transportation, I'd say in society, right, for the past maybe year. And while artificial intelligence is definitely not new in transportation, there are a lot of newer capabilities of AI-based tools that really provide a lot of potential benefit, but there's a lot of questions that industry leaders have about how do we ensure that we're deploying them, you know, in a safe and responsible way? You know, how do we build trust in these systems? How do we make sure that these systems are supporting the human workforce? You know, what are some of the risks and considerations we need to be thinking about when we use AI? And so those are the two kind of main topics of our conference. And the overarching goal, I would say, of our conference is really to educate and help create partnerships among the ITS industry. So it really is designed to bring together the public and private sector to find solutions, to develop those partnerships, to help advance the state of practice of ITS and these emerging technologies, and to learn about the most up-to-date solutions in the field. So we have, you know, a large exhibit floor with the latest and greatest technology solution providers. And that's really a great place to be able to go and learn about what's out there, how it's being utilized, and maybe potentially, you know, how it could solve some of the challenges that, you know, that you as a public agency might be facing. Or it actually has become a really interesting opportunity for our private sector members to create partnerships and provide more holistic solutions to the public sector.
That's wonderful. Great to hear that you're convening the public and private sector. You know, you hear a lot about these great technology advancements in mobility, but certainly none of those technologies can really be integrated into our transportation ecosystem without the support and the collaboration of the public sector as well. So I'm guessing you have attended this conference for many years now. From your perspective, what changes have you seen over the years?
So I think, you know, one of the big changes that I have seen over the past several years is I've really seen an expansion in the types of solutions that are encompassed within this ITS sector. You know, a lot of solutions, ITS used to be very, very focused on traffic management at its core, and it still is, but there are so many new solutions and technologies that really fall within the fold of ITS. And so you've really seen a broadening of solution providers. I think the other, you know, we've always been a multimodal focused association, right? We're not just focused on the roadways. We focused on transit. We focused on, you know, first mile, last mile mobility solutions, right? And so whether that be, you know, through scooters or bike share or microtransit or other types of solutions. And so I think you've seen a broadening of the multimodal based solution potential and how technology solutions can create sort of that seamless mobility ecosystem that you know, consumers really want, right? And that ability to be able to make, you know, the complete trip, right, from, you know, home to your destination using multiple modes. I think that's where technology can really play a key role. And so I think you've seen an expansion of that in the past several years. And I think that we've also seen, again, the ITS sector has, you know, been around for, you know, over 30 years. But as I mentioned before, the solutions has expanded, which means that the community of practice in ITS is expanding. And so I think you're seeing more transportation practitioners who really want to better understand some of these, you know, existing and emerging solutions and come to our conference for that knowledge and to meet, you know, the people who are both deploying these solutions, but also the developers of these technology solutions, so that they can understand better how they might be able to utilize some of these innovations in solving their complex problems in their own transportation systems.
Absolutely. Let's switch gears a little bit. From your point of view, what would you say are the most significant challenges or barriers to public acceptance and understanding of some of these connected and automated vehicle technologies? And how do you think events like this can help counter those challenges?
So this is a great question. And I really should have started with this from the beginning, but you know, we have 43,000 deaths a year on our roadways, which is completely unacceptable and you know, devastating if you're in the transportation profession. And as I know, you know, is also a priority of PAVE, is a huge priority of ITS America and why we were founded, right? How can technologies like connected and automated vehicle technologies really make a measurable impact on safety? And what I have, you know, found and heard over the years is that people have a really hard time understanding both, I'd say, the capabilities and the limitations of connected and automated vehicles. And so that makes that creates a barrier to public acceptance. And I think one of the challenges we've seen with automated vehicles is that the public, and even to some extent, sometimes the media, really don't understand the difference between driver assist systems, so the ADAS systems, right? So the technology that's in your car today, that as a driver, it's meant to help you, but you are still driving the car, right? Whether that be, you know, lane keep assist, right? Or your blind spot monitoring. And true automated driving systems, which are designed to drive without human involvement, right? Which are designed to be driven by the automated driving system. Those are two very different technologies. And I think that the fact that the public doesn't really understand the difference and can't easily understand the, again, like the capabilities and limitations of each of those two different types of automated technologies makes it very difficult for them to accept it and creates additional barriers to that. I will also say that, you know, I've had conversations, you know, with friends of mine, with people that I know who are not in the transportation industry, who will sometimes say things like, well, I turned off the safety features in my new car because I felt like it was fighting me. And, you know, it's really interesting when you hear that, you realize there's such a need for much better education of what technology is actually in the cars today. And again, I'm going to repeat this, what it can and what it cannot do. I just purchased a new car. Of course, it has, you know, the latest safety features. And if you know what it's doing and why it's doing that, it's much easier to accept, right? It's much easier to say, okay, I understand the safety feature. I understand why the car might be pulling me into my lane. My example is I actually was changing lanes on a local road. There was no one around and I didn't put my blinker on. And of course, the car tried to steer me back and I realized what was happening. And it was my fault as a driver for not putting my blinker on. That's what the system was designed to do to improve safety. So we really need to make sure that people understand how these systems are designed and what they can do if we really want them to accept them. And on the connected side, what I will say to that is I think, you know, there's so much huge potential with connectivity to save lives and improve safety in so many different ways. And this technology, you know, is available now. However, we tend to talk about it in a very confusing engineering way, and that does not make sense to regular people. And so if we really want people to embrace these technologies, we need to make it meaningful to them. We need to give them the example of, you know, everyone has been in their car, you know, on a highway where you have to slam on the brakes because there is a crash right ahead and you didn't know. And, you know, it stresses you out. Your heart beats fast. You slam the brakes on, you stop safely. And then the next thing you worry about is someone going to slam into me? And that's an example where, you know, connectivity could actually alert you in advance that there's a crash ahead. There's car stopped ahead so that you have time to safely brake and change, you know, your behavior as a driver to improve safety. And if we explain it in very basic terms, I think it will help with the understanding and public acceptance. I also think the other thing that I know PAVE does a lot of, which is great, is being able to experience the technology, particularly with automation, you know, being able to ride in an automated vehicle and see how it works and experience it helps with public acceptance. It helps people really, you know, kind of quote, touch and feel the technology, right? And be able to experience it for themselves. So it's not just theoretical and they can ask questions and be more informed.
I think you make some really great points about how this all comes back to safety, and education can really play a major role in the public's acceptance and understanding of these technologies. And, you know, you brought up the demos. That leads me to my next question, which is, as you know, PAVE and one of our members, May Mobility, are going to be holding demos at the conference later this month where attendees will have a chance to experience a ride in an automated vehicle. So what role do you see demos like this playing in the conference, and what other demonstrations might attendees get to experience there?
So I think it's really important that attendees do have the chance, you know, to experience demos like PAVE and May Mobility are going to do. You know, as I mentioned, the people who attend our conference are all transportation industry professionals, right? Whether they're on the private sector or the public sector side, they're all transportation professionals. And so while they might have a lot of knowledge of autonomous vehicles and how they operate, they may or may not have ridden in one. So riding in it, I think, is really instructive. The other thing I'll say is that autonomous vehicle technology has really advanced, you know, over the years. And while there are still challenges to address, it has advanced quite a bit. So if you haven't ridden in an AV perhaps in several years, it's always a, you know, it's great to be able to get in one now and see how the technology has evolved and how the ride is much smoother and how, you know, it's able to detect and manage the roadway environment in a more sophisticated way. Another demo that attendees will be able to participate in is Florida's Turnpike Enterprise and IntelliRoad are going to demonstrate on Phoenix roads real-time detection of incidents and audible and vehicle alerting to motorists of safety messages. They're going to demonstrate critical safety applications like wrong-way driving, cue warning, disabled vehicles, electronic emergency brake light warning, and SPAT messages. So that will be really good for people who are looking at connectivity and want to see, you know, how this real-time incident detection and alerting is working. And then finally, another demo that we are in the final stages of confirming is a V2X demo for cyclists. It's with Spoke and Audi. And we are hoping to be able to demo how V2X can both alert a driver and alert a cyclist of their location and of an impending collision so that they can have time and awareness to avoid said collision. So we're hoping to have that demo as well.
Sounds like some really exciting demos and happenings at this conference. We're really looking forward to it. So to conclude, PAVE's mission is to help educate the public about AV technology. I know we touched on this a little bit before, but what is ITS America's role when it comes to public education? And beyond your annual event, what else is ITS America engaged in from an education standpoint?
So, you know, that's a great question. So while I know PAVE has a mission for public education, it's really complementary to ITS America's mission. So our education is mostly focused on the policymakers and the transportation industry. But I have been saying for quite some time that we need to all of us collectively be educating the public on emerging transportation technologies, you know, so that we can really help drive consumer acceptance and consumer adoption of some of these technologies, particularly life-saving technologies. So while I think it's a really good partnership that, you know, for ITS America and PAVE to be working together on the benefits of AV technology, and where we really focus is, again, on how we bring together the public and private sector around safe deployment of automated technology. And, you know, what are the public sector unique needs with regard to operation of the system? And how can the private sector, who is developing these technologies, how can they all be working together so that the end result is benefiting all of the communities and the people who use our transportation system? So I think that working together really brings all of our resources, you know, to the forefront as a multiplier. And beyond our conference, what we do a lot of is we do a lot of speaking at other industry events, partner events, to really talk about the issues that we're focused on, right? So, you know, and again, I mentioned them before, but in general, connectivity, automation, digital infrastructure, artificial intelligence, and how we see the innovations and advancements in those areas being integrated into our transportation system, into a, you know, supportive policy landscape and regulatory landscape that will both allow for continued innovation and evolution, but with a focus on safety, with a focus on, you know, equity in the system. And so ensuring that those principles are at the forefront, but that there's the ability to continue to innovate and continue to advance these solutions that can really bring safer, greener, smarter transportation to all of our communities.
Yeah, it's great to hear about all of the work that ITS is doing in the education space and fostering these dialogues on such important topics in transportation. So that is all the time that we have. Really looking forward to the ITS America conference later this month. And for our listeners who are interested in learning about the conference or perhaps registering, I'll make sure to include some details and links in the show notes. And thank you so much, Laura, for your time and expertise today.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. And we're looking forward to seeing you in Phoenix.
Thank you for listening to the PaveCast, hosted by Partners for Automated Vehicle Education. To learn more about this and other topics related to automated vehicles, visit our website at pavecampaign.org or follow us on your favorite social media at pavecampaign.